I'm here with Leo DeJesus.
That's me.
He is the percussionist. Former name is John Michael. He's very percussive.
True.
He also has the new solo project, Box and the Hound.
Yes, sir.
Did you start the Twitter account name before you thought of the band name?
Yes.
Or was it the other way around?
No, it was definitely... I joined Twitter one day and I was trying to think of a name for my Twitter name, and Box and the Hound came. And then later when I was looking for a band name, I just decided to go with that. Or like a moniker. It was a Twitter name first, I have to be honest.
You do tweet a lot.
Yes, I do.
We all have problems. We really do. It's okay. But you got a good band name out of it.
Yeah.
So then it's worth it.
Yeah.
You're playing your first full band solo show tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, how are you feeling about it?
I'm excited. We've only been practicing for a month. We've had less than 10 rehearsals to learn a whole set. But I couldn't be happier with the group of guys that I picked. And if we play half as good as we played at our last rehearsal yesterday, I'm going to be ecstatic. So it'll be fun.
Do you approach songwriting differently, making music differently from like when you're doing solo stuff, when you're John Michael, when you're doing City Life?
Back when I was writing songs for the City Life, a lot of it, admittedly, was like cut and paste of a lot of my favorite stuff that was out there. I would get a lot of ideas. And as far as the actual songwriting would go, it never really came from personal places. It would always be like I would sort of create a scenario that two or more people would be in, and then I would write the lyrics from a viewpoint of a character that I made up. And the new material I write seems to be a lot more personal. I'll actually sit there and write about my own life, which is very strange to me, but it seems to be creating some surprisingly original material. And naturally, if I write songs for My Name is John Michael, it's a writing for an entirely different voice, so that makes it a whole different task.
Do you like just the challenge of trying to get different voices?
Trying to write for John Michael's voice has been challenging, but it's something I need to do. If I'm going to do anything, I should expand and be able to do everything. If Box and the Hound keeps going, we have a bass player, Andrew Jarman, who spent a lot of his time, it's been a while since he's been in a band, he spent a lot of his time writing songs, so I may even venture into actually singing a song that someone else wrote, which I've never done. So that's all new experiences. I'm welcome. I mean,
you are born and raised in New Orleans, and where are you from in New Orleans?
My first house that I can remember was in Gretna, Old Gretna. And we've moved around since, but I'm back in Old Gretna. It's always been the West Bank, different areas of the West Bank. So I think the hospital that I was actually born in is like in New Orleans proper.
What are your favorite things about the West Bank lifestyle?
The West Bank is a small town atmosphere, 10 minutes away from a city like New Orleans. You can go downtown for the bustle, or you can drive 5 to 10 minutes away and get to my neighborhood where the post office closes for lunch. That's the best thing about New Orleans, is you don't have to go far to get into an extremely different neighborhood.
How does the writing process differ in John Michael versus you doing your solo stuff?
Main difference is I have to remember that I'm not writing for my voice.
Sure.
Which is not saying like one voice is better than the other, it's just but John Michael's voice is different than mine.
Right.
So, and I've written a lot of songs, so many years of writing for the City Life, I never had to take consideration the voice, because it was coming from me. I knew what I could or could not do. But I definitely have to, like, I have to look at a piano and be like, okay, that's that note. How does his voice react when it's that note? That's when you get more into technical stuff. I'm going to write a song that I like. I'm not going to write a particular brand of song. No matter what kind of song I write, when it goes into the My Name is John Michael practice space, all of us are going to get together and turn it into what sounds like My Name is John Michael. So it's mainly like the lyrics and the melody that I have to consider, because technically and physically his voice is different than mine. It helps because John Michael will bring just a basic verse-chorus song, and it's up to us to flesh it out, so... And we always make sure that we're not stepping on each other's toes.
What do you think are the biggest misconceptions about New Orleans musically?
More than a misconception, it's just people just, when they think New Orleans, they just think jazz, blues, funk. I don't know that they necessarily think, oh, there's nothing else going down there. So it's not really a misconception. They just don't think it. It doesn't come to mind. Indie rock. Hip-hop is starting to. Take Lil Wayne. I mean, how many years have we known, have New Orleanians known and followed Lil Wayne? Now all of a sudden the whole world knows him. It's kind of surreal. Like, when he blew up, I was like, wait a minute, he's been around forever. What is this? Why is it the new thing?
Do you feel like there's a different sort of quality of what comes out of New Orleans artists?
I mean, it's a music town, and it's also a weird town. So you get a lot of originality. Like, Nashville is great. It's a music town, but what you get in Nashville is a lot of the cleanest, technically proficient, just amazing musicians that are generally good at things like southern rock or country western or things like along that nature. But just since New Orleans is such a bizarre town, but we still have the music influence. So, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily something I had noticed, but again, when we go out of town, I remember a guy told us once, he's just like, screw y'all, man. New Orleans, just born in New Orleans, it's just not fair. You automatically are predisposed to be a great musician.
Because you have the rhythm in your blood. You have the funk in your blood.
That's it. And it's funny, you see, because when we play in New Orleans, people think that we're from out of town. But when we play out of town, people all the time just tell us we sound like New Orleans. So it's kind of like the out of town, out of state, people not from here can hear the New Orleans in us more than we even intend to put it in there. We are not trying to be funk, we're not trying to be jazz, we're not trying to be blues, but still New Orleans comes through unintentionally.
What are like biggest pieces of advice you can give to up-and-coming artists?
Work. I think that's principal element of why my name is Shawn Michaels succeeding is because we're all workhorses. We never stop. Some of the younger bands that I'm most impressed with seem to never ever stop. Cattywampus, Sun Hotel, Gamma Ringo, all these kids, these young kids are coming in and they're doing something all the time, constantly. Just don't be afraid to work, and for a while, you're just going to have to work for the love of it because you're not really going to get monetary reward or maybe even necessarily the recognition you were looking for. But if you just go out, you find your niche, you find your community, and then you branch out from there. But it all comes down to if you think you can be working harder, do so.
Do you have a favorite show you played in New Orleans?
Ever, out of all my bands?
Yeah.
So far, kind of funny enough, my favorite Big Rock Candy Mountain show that I played with them was my last show with them, because I kind of went out there saying I'm going to beat these drums to hell and play the show of my life because it's my last chance with them, and it turned out to be exactly that. I left that stage hurting, in pain.
But it was a good pain.
It was great. City Life's, and funny enough, probably my favorite City Life show was our last show. Uh-huh. I mean, it's bittersweet, but it was so cathartic, like just the emotions of it, and just to put, we all knew it was going to be the last time we were doing this, so
yeah.
Everybody put everything into it.